This is Jeffrey Aaron, and welcome to today's Flying Talkers. Well, before you Google to Oogle, think a minute about the implications of balancing a woman on top of a skyscraper like a Christmas ornament. You look at that and you think to yourself, man, Lady Liberty, she ain't. It's an ad from Emirates. An ad to excess that features a flight attendant taking the fall, but standing atop the almost 3,000-foot Burj Khalifa in Dubai, the tallest skyscraper in the world. The building has been called an environmental disaster and nothing much more than a monument to money by the German architects. Given the context of the ongoing pandemic, that poor lady, and the resultant travel woes that have been coming up all the time. For example, American Airlines had a flight from Florida to London that had to return because of one traveler who refused to wear their mask. Talk about, you better pipe down back there or I'm going to turn this car around. One can only hope that most flight attendants do not have to teeter atop the needle point of a skyscraper to earn their keep. Bad enough what they have to put up with right now in the sky, but great and tremendous heroes are these people, all these people, all these crews, all these people on the ramp, every one of them. They have to be put out there like performing seals. Well, that move has a very faint aroma to it. Look at it a little closer. As I said, I live in a city where the ladies out in the harbor and Lady Liberty at that Burj Khalifa, she sure ain't. This is Jeffrey Aaron. I'll be right back with today's Flying Talkers. We're glad you're here. We're on your side. Flying Talkers podcast brought to you today by your friends at Pay Cargo, the better way to pay and to save time and money. You see, Pay Cargo has a better idea. By simplifying the payment process to more than 3,000 vendors, cargo moves faster. Pay Cargo saves you time and money by expediting important data and funds to ensure rapid release of your cargo. Maybe best of all, you get the time to build your business assured that the Pay Cargo team is with you, providing trackable, tangible results every step of the way. So why wonder why most shipments in the Pay Cargo system get released in as little as 1 hour? Go to www.paycargo.com and explore a whole new way to pay and get paid. Pay Cargo offers flexible payment options and also available credit lines. And as the number one online platform in the world for cargo payments, www.paycargo.com can offer you a level of service, financial expertise, and connectivity that makes it easy to ship, click, and pay. So go to www.paycargo.com and get the rest of the story. Discover how PayCargo simplifies a better way to pay and get paid. And tell them Flying Talkers sent you. That's www.paycargo.com. Great people to do business with. We're back. I saw Glenn Hughes down in New Orleans last week, and he was quite the presence there, sitting on stage on the sustainability panel that was chaired by excellent job she did, Jenny Frigger from Emotrends. And so I asked him some questions. Glenn's been a presence in the air cargo business now for more than a decade, head of cargo at IATA, retires, living in Switzerland, I understand now, and now he is the Secretary General of TIAACA. TIAACA caught a break. They got somebody that might be able to pull it together for that, what I always like to say is the last great hope of the cargo business, just a bunch of people from different walks of life in the transportation business that have gotten together for the betterment of the industry. Not an official organization by any means, but can we say one that's in earnest? The toughest one probably to keep in business, because there are no guarantees. There are perhaps some old boys around, as they used to call the groups that kept things going, but we think a lot of that's changed, and so they're probably having a tough time. We wish them well. We've got a couple of things on the boards for this year. San Francisco, don't know if they're going to do that in March and then later in the year, but anyway, not to get into that. I just asked Glenn what he thought about the audience. What did he get from that? The takeaway, there you were up on the half shell with four or five other people and talking about sustainability. Glenn said it was a pleasure to join such an illustrious panel, so expertly moderated by Jenny. High praise there. There were many aspects of sustainability covered, from environmental responsibility to social implications, people considerations, and the need for industry to remain prosperous, as investment is a critical aspect of the sustainability journey for any organization. We also explored the complexity of the issue and the need for action now. Small things add up and builds momentum for greater change. We need to play our collective part, Glenn said, in reducing waste and CO2 emissions whilst continuing to support global society as we seek to create equal opportunities for all and to facilitate enhanced global economic prosperity by providing efficient and effective global network connectivity. So we wonder, moving ahead, emotional decisions in business versus process mining, which is it? Or is it room for both? And if so, in what measure? Glenn says, as this goes to the heart of what we all must do in both our private and business lives, good question. It's not about shaming others, but rather what we can each do. Business efficiency is likely to support improved environmental impacts, but often requires time and investment to achieve. One thing which we all can agree upon is that time to act is now, and with an increasing number of shippers starting to include sustainability, Glenn said, questions in tender documents, business successes, require alignment of emotional and business decisions. It's also becoming increasingly important for the next generation workforce, who are more drawn to organizations which place sustainability high on the agenda. Well, you gotta ask a softball, but I guess in today's environment, there are no softballs. But the softball I thought about, really, to hear from what this great expert, this great continued leader of the business has been involved in. I mean, the last 15 years, when it was a top-level deal, he was there. We said, what do you want to do in 2022 with TIAACA? Glenn said, look, the TIAACA board has endorsed a number of great new programs planned for 2022, which will result in us being able to provide more support to the global air cargo industry in achieving its sustainability goals. TIAACA shall soon be publishing the results of our second sustainability survey, and we hope to enhance the sustainability roadmap document we published late last year, which highlighted a number of actions the industry can take in 8 key areas of activity. We also hope to enhance our member and industry outreach, ensuring that the high-profile role played by air cargo these past years continues to be high on the agenda of those who can influence future investment, as well as those who set industry regulations. We look to enhance our relationships, which key partners as collaboration is a key to success. The louder the voice, the more it's heard. So then we wondered, well, what if you kept things the same and didn't do anything? Glenn said, then we should just shut the switch, turn off the lights, and go home. Standing still is actually moving backwards. The word in the world is changing, and the industry needs to reflect the world it serves, and associations need to reflect the evolving need of its members and their customers. Look, I'm pleased to say that the TIAACA board recognizes this and has a clear vision for how we can continue to evolve and progress ahead. We ask him, Mr. Hughes, what did you want air cargo airlines, forwarders, and other resources, and even truckers to know about TIAACA today? Basically, I would say that in this world of complex supply chains, said Glenn Hughes, ever-increasing challenges and obstacles, we need to unite to address the needs of today and plan for those tomorrow. Collaboration is the key to success across all industry sectors, and this is the unique aspect that TIAACA offers. Our membership is comprised of each stakeholder group involved in the air cargo industry, each with different issues and opportunities, but all sharing a common objective to create a safe, secure, efficient, and effective industry, which provides high-quality solutions and supports the global business community and society. We would all encourage every stakeholder to have a look at TIAACA today. We want to hear from you, and we want your voice in our programs. Nicely said. Came right off the stage at Brandon Freed's Air Forwarders Association gathering in New Orleans. I'm just thinking while I'm speaking, I wonder if everybody went bowling. Great kids song called I Like to Go Bowling with My Friend Bert. Bowling ball and a bowling shirt. They did some things down there that were fun. Not the least of which was a bright and energetic session on sustainability as example here from Glenn Hughes. Thanks for that, Glenn, and best of luck this year. This is Jeffrey Aaron. Flying Talkers, brought to you today by the people of ATC. From Frankfurt, Germany to the world, with offices open everywhere, ATC is the reliable general services and sales agent, GSSA, for top-rated customer satisfaction. If your airline is delivering service excellence, chances are ATC represents them somewhere. There's no secret sauce here. ATC's extraordinary expertise and service ethic harkens back to a time when results-driven cargo executives were the product of a lifetime of best practices and great training. So contact ATC, one world, one great air cargo GSSA. ATC Aviation can be contacted at atc.aviation.com and tell them Flying Talker sent you. That's atc-aviation.com. Something I remember from the 1940s and the 50s, the early 50s, when I used to listen to the radio all the time, when people would draw word pictures and tell you things over the radio that you could sit and leave the rest to your imagination. What kind of fun that was. Today, you can have a trade show and you can have it online. You can have it as a part of a Zoom call. All different kinds of things can go on. But some of it, you can kind of leave to your imagination. You'll get an image of something and you can think about, well, what does that really mean? And what or what has it mean? I was looking at the old-fashioned curtains and rails. They call them CNR setup for the trade show booths at Air Cargo 2022 in New Orleans last week. They were simple. They were attractive with fresh and eager faces shining out in front of them last week. Every time I looked at LinkedIn or I looked at another Instagram or another message coming out of that trade show or something from one of my secret operatives down there would send me a picture of something, and I think to myself, what else did it mean? I looked at the deep blue luminescent purple sheen that glowed from the session stage. It felt good. You looked at it, it felt reassuring. There were people sitting there on the half shell, as I like to say. It was reassuring after 2 years of lights out and little to no contact with others. I mean, you almost expected someone would stand up and announce jubilantly, reminding everybody that AC 2022 was live and living color. But the Air Freight Association and their partners, including the Air and Expedited Motor Carriers Association and Airport Council International, have always marched to their own drummer when it comes to trade shows compared to all others. You know, I always like to say about them, as compared to, say, the German companies with all the big trade shows, the one in Africa, ones that are in South America. There's a big one down there in Buenos Aires every year. Well, the forwarders in America and their Air and Expedited and Airport Council, this is the trade group for everybody else. Thank you for marking that time. This is the trade group for everybody else compared to all others. Freight forwarders, especially this group, is a hardworking, basic, down-on-the-ground force of heart and soul people. So here in New Orleans, down on the show floor, are less walls, you know, those rigid kind of fancier sort of more formal booths that people put up. And curtain fences are between people there. Just robe, they call them robe rails, or they call them, as I say, curtains and rails. Plenty going on while advancing the agenda throughout the conference. Looking ahead, if the creek don't rise, AFA et al. Air Cargo will appear again in Nashville, USA, February 12, 2023, live. And you know the rest of that, right? So, who is also happy about trade show returns? Interestingly, someone with a good air freight forwarder background that also builds trade show displays. She's a force of nature all by herself, who cheers for the industry and noted her boss attended Air Cargo 2022, but she still talked to me. Her name is Haida Mashman, and she's the manager of information systems at Elite Expo, a trade show products and service company in Aurora, Illinois, that builds virtual and physical solutions. You know, you think about it, it's been the last 2 years. What have you done with your trade show booth? Unless it's been put in soft care, might be a little knocked around, might be sort of being shuffled around in a warehouse. Who knows? Maybe it's all figured out and it's all perfect, but maybe you need a new booth. So I wondered, and I'd asked this lady, Haida Mashman, about that. She makes these kind of things. That's what she does. But the thing about Haida is she knows a little bit about the business. So somebody that maybe is in tune with what you're doing might be somebody good for you to know. Who knows? Let's see where this goes. Elite Expo creates smart-looking booths with imagination, pulls out all the bells and whistles in creating best-foot-forward trade show displays. Okay, so that's the pitch. Stands to reason if sense and sensibility matches up, forces as one expects about the other, creating a new presentation to take on the road should be a natural for Haida, who once upon a time served in domestic and international freight forwarding. She eventually moved over to Elite Expo full-time, where she handles all aspects or aspects of their technology systems and corporate training. She also oversees their marketing department and proudly heads up their CSR program. Haida has been involved with IACAC. That's that old line air cargo club in Chicago. Remember my friend George Stark was the president of that group from Qantas one time. That seems like that must have been about a million years ago. Anybody heard from George Stark? Send me a note, will you? I'd like to know how he is. He was a pretty good guy up in San Francisco for Qantas for many, many years. And one of those people in our group, we were talking about the late Don Lammy the other day, that really, Buzz Whale and a few other people like that, really worked to build, Isaac Najankin, really worked to build Maria Canino. How about that one? She was at, I believe it, 778 on Rockaway Boulevard for Kuwait Airways. These were people that came in on the first blush of the big airplanes and the movement toward modern air cargo terminals, and then went around and started to organize the country. Well, anyway, George was IACAC, and so was Haida. And she was with people at Chicagoland for many years. She was named the Member of the Year at one point, and Haida ran the association's website and social media. While her skills today range from network and computer system setup and maintenance to data analysis, sales, and web design. But now, Haida talks the top subject at last week's Air Cargo 2022 sustainability. Here's what she talked about. Freight forwarders, by the way, can always be counted upon to speak up. So to curtains and rails, high-tech gee-whiz trade show displays, or the current mood in the industry. So what's the best definition, Haida, of sustainability that you might share? She said, I use the UN definition. Meeting the needs of the present without compromising the ability of future generations to meet their own needs. Moving ahead, emotional decisions in business versus process mining? Or is there room for both? And if so, what measure? We have to find a way to incorporate both, Haida said. Even the smallest steps can have an environmental impact. It's fantastic when businesses can invest fully in sustainability initiatives. Smaller businesses and businesses affected financially by the pandemic can still make a difference with low-cost and subsidized initiatives such as reporting carbon footprint information, making energy-efficient fleet and facility changes, and training staff and informing vendors and clients about sustainability. Every company can improve their social responsibility, whether it's through corporate charitable contributions or hosting fundraisers and promoting volunteerism. Haida Machman said. So what do you want to improve in 2022? A goal for 2022, Haida said, is to move to using as many vendors as possible that are also working toward improving their corporate social responsibility practices. I believe, she said, supporting these businesses not only rewards them, but also helps to drive participation from other vendors. And if you keep things the same and don't do anything, ask the question before, ask it again, get another answer. We all have a responsibility to do what we can. If we don't, life will continue to get more difficult for everyone on our planet, and the effect on future generations would be critical. So then we ask her, what did you want air cargo airlines and forwarders and other cargo resources and other people like that to tell you or share about sustainability? She said, I want all industry members to know that their efforts are appreciated. It's been great seeing so many companies getting together to collaborate on these issues and work to find solutions. It's a start that can make positive impacts. I know Machman said, every day is an opportunity to do better. I'm excited to see so many in our industry are seizing that opportunity. Well, how do you like that? Walks right up and bites you on the fanny, gives you something to talk about, something to get next to. Lady who's out there ready to put something together to help you put your best foot forward as you get back to the trade show business, especially if that display you had for the last time you saw it 2 or 3 years ago, now that when you take it out to look at it again, it doesn't quite look the way it should. Nice, very, very nice. And certainly, I don't know, wasn't that I was under expecting when I talked to this lady. I was just very pleased from a Heartland point of view. It's Haida Machman and her company is Elite Expo, ELITE-XPO. That's it for us. I thank you for your time this time until next time. Look forward to joining you here again next week. Be good to each other, will you? And keep them flying. Air Cargo. Goodbye.